League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the show, Usual Suspects. Joel, Barry, and Nick with you until 4 o'clock. So a couple people made the mistake of Googling what I told them to earlier.
Blue
so
waffle?
That's their bad
big
for
mistake.
Doing that. But then some folks like Mark Villalobos Googled Australian spiders. That will freak you out.
I don't care
what you say. Even if you're not scared of spiders, when you see a spider who's, I don't know, what's the back of the spider? The ass? I don't know what the round part of the spider is called, like the spider booty. I don't know what that is. When that's as big as your hand, you step on that spider, it'll lift you off the ground.
No, it won't. It doesn't do push-ups. Step on it.
No, not this spider. I'm telling you right now, if you stepped on that spider that's bigger than a hand, it's going to punch you in the nads. That's what will happen with one of its eight legs that it's got left. Speaking of that, do we want to go to this Curtis call?
Sure.
Curtis wants to talk spiders. Curtis, what's up?
Hey, guys. What's going on, man? Just want to say I love the show.
Thank you.
As always. But usually I call in to talk sports, but this time, Barry, you hit it on the head when you talked about Australian spiders. I lived in Brisbane, Australia for almost 3 years. And I'm going to tell you a little story. Well, first of all, they have the number one most poisonous snakes in the world, as well as the largest species of spiders in the world, are all in Australia.
Yep.
But my story is the biggest spider there is in Australia is called the huntsman spider. And my story to do with that is, when I lived there, one night, I went to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, groggy, lights are usually off. I went to go sit down. As soon as I went to go sit down, something started scuffling under me like I just sat on an animal.
What?
I ended up springing up, went face first into my bathroom door, broke my nose.
Wow.
Then I got up, turned the light on, and there was a huntsman spider cradling a 3-foot garden snake in its grasp in a ball.
Oh, hell no. No,
the
no.
The biggest thing I've ever seen in my life, it stretched across my toilet bowl and around, and it had this 3-foot garden snake wrapped up.
Why would you ever want to go to a country that had that?
That's why I don't live there anymore.
Dude, Curtis, how long did you say you were there? 3 years?
For work, I'm in oil.
Oh, hell no. I would have moved. I would have burned the house down. I would have probably had to burn my butt off because I touched it. No.
Well, you can buy a leash and a bowl for him and just treat him like a pet.
That's insane. So a spider with a 3-foot snake in its grasp, that lets you know how big Australia is. Yeah, thank you for validating that. Everybody thought I was crazy for not wanting to go there. Nope,
no,
not me.
It had come in through our toilet bowl, and so I ended up running out, and we waited till morning, and the spider had gone, but it left the snake there. And so that's how we knew it was 3 feet, because we ended up measuring it. It was 3 feet long.
Oh, hell no. No. Now the spiders, they know how to scuba dive, because he came in through the toilet. They can swim? They can hold their breath underwater? Hell no. Curtis, appreciate the call, man. Thank you. Uh-uh. I'm out on any spider.
But you're out on wasps.
Yeah. Remember those wasps? What was the ones you guys made me look at?
Yeah.
The what was it called?
Oh, it was the one.
The hornet.
Yeah,
we were talking about how my brother was like
a bullet wasp or something like a bullet hornet.
And
yeah,
it'll just stick in you.
Nope.
From very far.
Look at this.
They're pretty accurate.
This is a picture of. Look at that. That looks like something off of a sci-fi movie. Google huntsman spider eastern tarantula.
I can tell you
it looks like it's something off of a sci-fi movie.
Centerpiece looks like a lot of different somethings.
Do what?
The center of it looks...
Yeah, it does look
just,
like that.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Don't stick it in there.
No.
No, that's not where... That's...
No, you can come home with more than you bargained
Dude,
for.
Dude, I'm telling you, this has me so weirded out now. This would make me pray for a wasp, though, seeing some of these things. I really would just want to get... I would scoff and laugh at a yellow jacket if I saw one of these things. I'd be like, yes, please, please let a wasp...
There's always, like, a type of spider or insect when you go to a different state that you've never seen in your current state. And it always freaked me out when I went to Indiana because I would always see stuff that I didn't recognize.
Like what?
I wouldn't know. I'd be like, what the hell is this insect? And people would come down here and they would see our lizards. And they're not used to our lizards. Like, a lot of people from up north are not used to the size lizards that we have.
Yeah.
Like, so.
Well, nice. I don't know about the size you just pointed out, because I haven't seen any of those, but I will tell
you that.
That's
an alligator.
That's a crocodile.
You never seen a lizard this big?
I saw a 6-foot lizard. That's a crocodile, no, that Nick. Big. That's a that's an alligator. You don't want to get near that.
Yeah, by like the way, five, did you 6 inches. See,
someone said that, you know, with all the freezing cold and everything that's been going on, that somewhere down south in Florida, I believe it was, that they didn't think that it was ever going to get cold enough to where it would affect lizards. And in one area of Florida, I want to say close to Pensacola, a guy was driving by and there were all these iguanas on the ground and they looked like they were frozen. He thought they were dead because of the cold. And I guess from where the guy's from, it's a delicacy and it's supposed to be like this huge, people pay a lot of money for them. So he gathered them all up because they were like gray and on the ground. So he gathered them all up, assuming if they were frozen, they were dead, put them all in his car.
No, I know exactly where
and
you're
going.
And
the heater was on, and all these bad boys woke up and started tearing around the car, and the dude drove off the road and hit a post and, like, screwed up his car.
That's funny.
That's hilarious.
That is hilarious. You just know he got in his car going, oh, man, I'm making a kill. I'm making so much money off all these. I know where people are going to be paying me for these.
When dinner attacks, that's great.
Yeah, no doubt.
Somebody had a question on the text line. How many times can a team franchise a player? So if you want to,
I believe it's twice.
Yeah, so you can do it twice at the regular franchise rate, which is it's somewhere in the middle. I'd have to look it up what the exact percentage is, but I think it falls kind of somewhere in the middle of the highest paid folks at that position. So if you're franchising Kirk Cousins, it falls into whatever. But then I think on the third one, it becomes so it's an average of the top five salaries the first two times. Then it's 120% of the player's previous salary, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe that's the first two times. I know on the third time, the penalty is outrageous, which is why the Redskins are not wanting to franchise Kirk Cousins a third time, because it becomes ridiculous. Like, he would make way more money than he's worth, even if, you know, he was playing outstanding. So I can look up the exact percentages, but the you can do it more than twice. Most people won't, though.
No, because it's just insane amounts of money. Yeah, without question. It's going to be interesting, too, because Washington's got a choice to make. And if you heard Jay Gruden's end-of-the-year press conference, he wasn't exactly sold on Kirk Cousins being their quarterback going forward. So, one, you know they're not going to pay another year of that and franchise him. But, two, they may just move on from him. Because as much as Dan Gilbert and the boys want to pretend that they're contending, I think they're closer to starting over than they are contending.
So here it is. An exclusive franchise is a player gets paid no less than the average of the top five salaries at the player's position, or 120% of the player's previous salary, whichever is greater. And then it talks about if you wanted to do it more, if a team wants to franchise a player in three straight years, it would have to pay him 144% of his previous salary, which would be the second of the two franchise tags.
Which was 23 or 24 mil this year.
It would get crazy. Yeah, it'd be about $24 million for Kirk Cousins. No.
Nope. I'll say no right now.
Yeah. So
he may be looking. And you know what the thing was, is he thought one of his landing spots was going to be San Francisco. That's out.
Not happening.
Yeah, he might take a pay cut to go into free agency this year.
And the crazy thing is depending on what happens with what we were just talking about with Charlie, with those guys up in Minnesota, I'm telling you, if I'm Case Keenum, I want to stay in Minnesota. Look what they've done. And I'm not going to say resurrected careers, but you kind of could, because when you look at what they've done with the quarterback position, they haven't been dealing with upper echelon elite quarterbacks in Minnesota the last couple of years. But when Teddy Bridgewater went down, we just couldn't say enough good things about how Sam Bradford played until he got hurt. He gets hurt. Case Keenum comes in. And you can't say enough good things about the way he's playing. So give the players some credit, but give that coaching staff a ton of credit for how they're making those guys look. I'm staying there.
But
if
the big
if I'm
thing
Keenum.
Is Shermer, the offensive coordinator. If he stays, then it makes sense. But because he's a free agent too, and he's being sought after a lot as for a head coaching job, if, say, Arizona makes him their next coach, and he says, hey, Case, let's keep doing what we've been doing, only let's just do it someplace else.
Yeah, Arizona would be.
You got to follow where your bread is buttered, because without Shermer, you weren't exactly lighting the world on fire.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, because that's a big deal. Now, and it's true with everything else, too. For every resurrected career, we can also bring up the guy you brought up. We can bring up Matt Castle. We can bring up.
Right. But I'm just saying in Minnesota, I'm just using if I'm all three of those guys, I want to stay there just because of the success that they're having under that regime.
But I felt they developed Christian Ponder to maximize his talents, too.
I mean, they kind of did.
They got everything they could out of a guy that everybody thought was going to be a franchise quarterback, and his biggest takeaway from his NFL career was Sam Ponder. I honestly believe that. So, so what was her name before it was Ponder?
I don't know. I would have to wiki it.
Yeah. All right. If you don't know, she's the host of ESPN's studio show for the NFL. And by the way, checking the text lines. Patrick, guess what? I did not fight the bear and lose. So can we let that one die as a 2017 bit and just keep moving on?
Where did you see that?
Joel I say we fought bring a bear it back and up. Lost. No, he did not. So
where did you see that?
It's deleted.
Oh, you're deleted. Going back through deleted texts?
Yeah, because you got mad at me for looking at the inboxes. You want to look at them first.
We should have never showed him the text messages.
Oh, yes, we should.
He obsesses now. You're right.
My successful 2017.
Actually, I don't think I did. I showed him once, like when the show first started, and I don't think he figured it out. Someone else had to show
him. Who showed him?
I don't know.
Show this. All right, we're going to continue to move on with the show. We've got plenty more to get to on the big show. So we want you to participate. If you want to join in, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, call that number, text that number, and you can be in on the show. And if you want to join us through Twitter, it's at the producer Nick. It's at Pac-Man Joel with a K. It's at Barry is funny. Stay tuned. Up next, more F Yeah Friday funnies as our comedian of the week, Ron Shook.
Shock.
Shock. Shook. Shook. Shock. Look at me. I got it straight, or I'll get it straight. We'll be back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. How could I live with myself, knowing that I let our love go? Love go. And ESPN 90.
I told him alcohol is the most dangerous one because it's the only one you don't know when you're fucked up. That's why alcohol is so dangerous, don't you say? Every other drug, you know. You know. There comes a point where you go, oh, man, I am fucked up. Oh, shit. Oh, let me sit in. I don't want to go anywhere. Thanks for asking.
This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, knee-deep in hour number two of the three-hour big show. It's the extravaganza we like to call the Usual Suspects. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel. If you missed anything in the first hour, including the Charlie Polillo half hour, you can sketch that on the podcast. We continue to roll on. We really didn't get into much of the foreplay that we normally do in the first half hour of the show. But did you watch any TV last night?
No, but we should mention that was Ron Shock.
Oh, yeah, right.
Coming back from the break, which, by the way, I said he did some TV. He actually did the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, got booked from just doing a gig, walked off stage, and the guy was like, hey, I book the Tonight Show, and I want you to be on it, which for a comedian at the time, that
was...
I was
going to say, when you mentioned it the first time about comedians that used to make appearances on TV,
that was a big deal. When you made Carson back in the day, you got made. You were a comedian that was it. I mean, that was kind of the... because from there you could now go tour, you could book gigs as a headliner. You were the bee's knees. So yeah, booking Carson back in the day was a big deal, and he got that just walking off stage after a gig one time. So
that's impressive. Yep. Yeah, because like before they had all the different options and cable TV and all the different Comedy Centrals and everything else. Yeah, if you made an appearance on Carson, you were doing something.
And nowadays it's just a credit. Like no one is like, man, I hope I get Fallon or I hope I get Kimmel. I mean, don't get me wrong. If any of those shows came to me and were like, hey, I would be ecstatic. But it's not a goal anymore. In fact, you know what kind of the new goal is now? It sounds kind of weird. But I think everything has shifted. Because it used to be you wanted to be on Carson. Mm-hmm. And then you wanted a Showtime special. Now, you want a Netflix special. That's kind of the new thing.
Really?
Yeah, that's kind of the big deal. If you're a comic and you could get a Netflix deal or a Netflix special, that's a big deal now.
Wow.
Yeah. So interesting. It's amazing how that kind of has evolved.
So I had the mother-in-law still in town, and the wife and the mother-in-law were all geared up for the Tonya Harding special last night.
I'm glad I didn't watch it.
2 hours on ABC as a precursor to the movie I, Tonya, which is now out and getting rave reviews for the acting that was done in it. I watched portions of it because it was on. But I'll tell you this. I told you guys, I lived in Portland when she was in Portland. I knew the mall. I knew where she practiced. I know all those things. To me, you just, no matter what the story really is and if she was or wasn't involved, I can't look at her and not just think she is trash.
Well, nowadays, I'm looking at this, like, I just Googled just to see what she looks like now.
Yeah, it's rough.
Because Jerome and I got in an argument of whether she was fine or not. And Never. Then what the hell fine meant and all that. But to me, I just went to Google Images. I typed in Tonya Harding, and the very first picture that pops
up—that's her now.
She looks like a body double for Miss Garrett on The Facts of Life.
Ooh, that's I don't know if it's that harsh, but it's bad.
Yeah,
it's pretty bad though.
Yeah,
go straight to Google Images. Type in Tonya Harding. Look at the first picture and tell me she doesn't look like.
I did that when you and Jerome were arguing about. I'm tell like, me she doesn't. Did I miss something here?
I mean, the first thing that popped in my head is, man, she's got a very Miss Garrett look to her.
And I told you guys this. I mean, when we were in the same city. She had more of a reputation for being how many cigarettes she smoked in a day and how many pitchers of beer she drank and the fact that she's an Olympic athlete performing at the highest level and representing your country, and she's at the bar on Friday night drinking a pitcher of beer and smoking a pack of cigarettes, and then she has road rage on the way home and isn't afraid to pull out a baseball bat and beat the headlights in if you honk the horn at her for not going fast enough at a stop sign. So, yeah, she was flat out crazy then. But the fact that, and we talked about it, and we never got to it earlier in the week, but Piers Morgan, the talk show host, had her on because she's on this world gamut trying to promote this movie. And he went, do you really think you're the victim or Nancy Kerrigan?
Yeah, because at the end of the day,
yeah, your kneecap was bashed in.
Yeah.
And she got sensitive. Well, now this morning, her PR guy quit. Because she told him and was not going to budge off of it, I'm not doing any more interviews unless they agree that they're not going to ask me about the past. But if they do, they're going to sign a waiver that pays me $25,000 if they do. And he's like, you're never going to get that done, so I quit. But
she probably could have, if she asked for a more reasonable number.
For being dumb on this, but isn't the whole purpose of her doing the interview to talk about her past? Because that's what the damn movie's about. It's not about the fact that she's fat and doing whatever she's doing now in some trailer park in Oregon.
By the way, they got Margot Robbie
playing her.
That's not even close.
But she does. When you see her all done up like her and everything like that, and some of the clips
she looks
from the movie,
like her.
Yeah,
because she's way hotter than Tonya Harding
she
will
is hot.
Ever be.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the chick they got to play Nancy Kerrigan, Caitlin Carver. I don't know that. I mean, this picture that I just found on her IMDb, she's pretty hot, but I don't know that she's maybe even as good looking as Nancy Kerrigan was at the time.
You thought Nancy Kerrigan was good looking?
I thought she was pretty cute. Yeah. Mm. No.
Wasn't a fan.
No.
But you were spot on if you thought Tonya Harding wasn't, because she looked like a bad heavy metal banger chick in high school.
To Jerome, it's foin, and foin means the body.
Yeah. So.
So that was the disagreement.
Well, I hope they weren't running out of bags.
Oh, you know what? I just saw a picture of Nancy Kerrigan. Maybe my memory failed me.
Yeah, but she's like 48
now. Not that
now,
cute. Oh, in that picture?
No, I'm just saying, she's 48 now, yeah. So just make sure it's not a recent, you know.
It is. I need to find one from back then.
She was prettier of the two back
then. She's
not
as cute now, for sure.
That's pretty close to what she looked like back then,
I'm going to say she's aged well, because she looks like, just like Tonya Harding doesn't look the same now as she did when this happened.
But part of the special last night was how they were trying to take a trailer park girl and make her like pristine and girly girly. And it, sometimes you just can't.
Can you take the girl out of the trailer park?
Yeah.
You just can't take the trailer park out of the girl.
And on the flip side, Kerrigan was like the perfect skater chick because she looked like she rolled out of River Oaks and, you know, she was all prim and proper. And
so this picture that I pulled up, it's on people.com. On the left is Tonya Harding from 2009, which she looks like Amy Schumer there. Mm-hmm. And it's Nancy Kerrigan from 2017. 8 years earlier, Nancy Kerrigan, 8 years later, Nancy Kerrigan looks better than Tonya Harding did. So this is 2009 Tonya Harding versus 2017 Nancy Kerrigan. Nancy Kerrigan still looks better.
Oh, yeah. I could have told
it's
you
crazy.
That.
Crazy.
I could have told Jerome probably would have disagreed with you, but I would have.
He'd be like, oh, she's still fine. She got ass.
But like
she's
I said to my mother-in-law, the crazy thing was when she was the first one to pull off a triple and to show the athleticism it takes to get up in the air and to spin around three and a half times. Now take that, factor that in and say, what if she wasn't smoking a pack or two packs of cigarettes a day and drinking and not taking care? If she was really on an Olympic regiment to take care of herself, what could she have done? You don't know. She was just really athletic, even though she doesn't look like it.
This story on People has a bunch of different pictures of them. And I'm telling you, I scroll down to the bottom, they've got a video of her, of Nancy Kerrigan. She looks good there.
Better, yeah. At least she wasn't like anorexic looking.
Yeah.
In her skating days, she was pretty much like your pinky finger.
Yeah. Grossly skinny.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah.
All right, we'll continue to move on with the show. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Infuse Energy. I've been telling you guys, since I signed up with Infuse Energy, they have been saving me a lot of money on my monthly energy bill. And right off the top, when in the middle of the heat that was this summer, they knocked $150 off my monthly energy bill. It was fantastic. They've done the same ever since. They've consistently lowered my monthly bills, and they can do the same thing for you too. And the great thing is that they want to build relationships. They're all about people and talking. So when you call Infuse Energy at 844-INFUSE2, that's 844-463-8732, or you can go to infuseenergy.com if you want to do it online. But if you call, you're going to get a human being. And right away, they're going to start asking you questions as much as you ask them, because they want to know when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, what you're looking for in a plan, and how they can help to get you to where you want to go with your energy needs, because they're 100% honest. And sometimes that means that after they hear everything that you're trying to do, they're going to tell you, hey, we can't beat the competition. But in most cases, they're going to not only be able to beat it, but set up a plan for you so you get the rate you want locked in, and you get the best rates when you use energy the most. And you get the best rates when you use energy the least. That's just the way they go about their job. So give them a call and check them out. 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. Or like I said, infuseenergy.com. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5, and you receive a $25 bill credit. And from there, they're going to work with you to get the best program for you, your business, your family, etc. They use 100% green energy. It's all at your fingertips. You sign up and choose a green plan, and it offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits. That helps decrease your carbon footprint. And they're always going to be affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Infuse energy into your life.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're at the midway point. That means 90 in the rear view, 90 still in front of us, and still to go on an FYF Friday featuring the comedy of Ron Schock. We are here, Barry, Nick, and myself, Joel, as we continue to roll on. Not to say that anyone's life is better than ours, boys, but wouldn't suck to be Shane Missler. 20-year-old Celtics and Patriots fan living in Florida. Mega Millions jackpot winner. Lump sum is what he went with. Took home $281 million.
I would just, that last number would do me just fine. $1
million. Wow.
That's all I want. Just get $281 million. First of all, I would be so fat. I probably would never leave the house.
I'd just eat whatever I want, but I'd also have a trainer.
I would have food delivered to the house 24/7. It would be fast food. It would be groceries. It would be snacks.
Burgers,
would just
pizza.
Yeah.
So he said, "I'm only 20, but I hope to use it to the money to pursue a variety of passions, help my family, and do some good for humanity." So your good for humanity would be to try as many different foods as you could.
Well, he's from Boston, right?
But he's living in Florida.
Oh, so they already froze.
There's a lot of good
Ted Williams' head, so maybe he'll pay to have Tom, like a thing set aside for Tom Brady to freeze his head.
Okay.
That could be it. That would be one of the things he get. But yeah.
Maybe he'll freeze Vince's will for it.
I would donate money for sure. I would give some money to charity. Yeah. I've already just, me and my wife talked about this. If we ever won the lotto, we would give a chunk of money to each family member and say, don't ask us for anything else. This is what you're getting from what we have. We made the decision.
Where do you cut off the family members? How deep? Cousins?
Nope. Immediates.
Okay.
Sisters, brothers, moms, dads. That's it.
Okay.
So everybody would get like, we'll just round it up. Everybody gets $1 million and then you're done. I'm not buying you a car. I'm not buying you a house. That's it. And then we would give a certain amount to charity and then, you know, do whatever. Buy food with the rest.
It would be a fun proposition to weigh through.
What do you mean? Oh, I would like to have to make that decision.
I would too. Because I would not eat my way. I would want to be on the planet as long as possible, as long as I knew everything financial was covered. But I would golf a lot.
Oh, I bet you would. You'd buy a course, wouldn't you?
Yep.
I would buy Gal Media and then fire Barry Warner. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that.
If you just bought it for the long term, it would take care of itself in a year or two.
Wow. I thought what I said was mean. Wow.
I took enough shots at Barry Warner.
I know. I feel bad.
Yeah, you slow your roll and just take care of business in there.
No, it's funny because I would have never even thought of it had I not seen him this morning in the meeting.
Why does he have a cane now?
I don't know.
He had,
because he's old?
But he had his surgeries and everything, and I saw him walking around the hallways, and all of a sudden, now he's got a cane.
At some point, you're going to need a cane.
Nope.
And you're going to feel bad about it, about saying that.
No. Nope.
Yeah?
No, I'm just going to use it to beat the ass of anybody that says anything in front of me.
Really?
Yeah. He let Granato grab it and throw it around. I stabbed him in the grapes with it. He didn't care.
He's pretty laid back overall. You just can't let him get too excited.
Well, yeah. All you got to do is listen to a show.
Hmm?
Wow. I listened to it this morning.
Did you?
I think that's where Charlie got his information on the Steelers-Jags first matchup and the Jaguars' big win and the fact that Bortles had less than 100 yards passing.
So you think Charlie Polillo stole from Barry Warner?
I think
Warner.
You just accused Polillo of jacking.
No
Barry
question
Warner
about it.
Takes
but you know what? He has no choice. Because, first of all, one topic could last an hour, and that's the length of the show. And second of all, Warner's show leads right into Polillo. So Charlie, whether he's waiting outside and eventually crossing paths, or he's actually trying to get in there early, has no choice but to listen. And whatever Barry covered in the first segment, he's covered in the last segment. So Charlie's going to get it.
Boy, did Polillo look guilty when Barry asked him about his piece that he published on SportsMap. Was it SportsMap? He's like, did you read it? He was like, yeah.
I mean, that was the biggest hesitation
I've ever heard.
And people, like I said, and I said it.
That
at
sounded
the time,
like me backtracking.
But his face. Oh, it had guilt written all over it.
Damn lie. I knew it right away. I said I skimmed it. No, you didn't. You said you read it. You're a liar.
But back in his days at the Polilog at his previous employer, up till now, you do it right. When you do your article, when you were doing it, especially for Houston Sports and stuff, as long as you put the hot chick at the end and you promote that, you're going to get the clicks and hits because there are enough dudes out there that go, look, I trust these guys' taste. They've heard us talk about these things before. You put the hot chick out there, they're going to check it out.
Is that what you're going to do in yours?
No.
You're going to put like a Rockets power dancer, RPD on there?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I'm just Milwaukee checking. Bucks dancer maybe?
Yeah.
First of all, then I'd be, a Green I'd Bay be Packers, minus clicks.
A Green Bay Packers cheerleader?
That would be even worse. Do you know, by the way,
are they
in
huge?
Green Bay?
Are they like really
no,
large?
In Green Bay, what they do... Which you can tell you exactly what you're not looking forward to seeing. In Green Bay, they go to the University of Wisconsin Green Bay and have their squad fill in on Sundays, and they are so overclothed. It could be 75 and sunny in Green Bay. They're wearing baggy sweatpants and the old like Will Ferrell skit cheerleader outfit over the sweatpants.
What?
Oh, Green Bay does not do any of that. Yeah.
Oh no.
They're like the Celtics. The Celtics and the Bucks forever were the two teams that didn't believe in game operations, music during quarter breaks and no halftime acts and no dance teams. Finally, the Celtics broke down and got it right first. The Bucks have since followed, but they're still behind the times in a lot of ways.
Some of them don't even believe in backdrops like Charlotte. It's like they don't bring nothing when they on the road. They don't care. They don't bring.
You mean, you're talking about when they're on
cost
camera.
Savings.
The
Yeah, they don't bring no bag jobs. They have this dude that's got like a little mini Canon camera that he's using to shoot video in, and it's just cheap.
Yo, Adrian said, I would buy Gal Media and make Barry and Joel have to work with Barry Warner every day. But I'd give you guys $1 million contract. Would you do it?
Yeah,
yes, I would.
For $1 million, yeah, I sure would.
I'd put up with Barry Warner for $1 million.
I've got to put up with Nick and Joel for what I'm getting paid now. Yeah, for $1 million, I absolutely would put up with Barry Warner. You betcha.
Boy, if you could see my face right now.
Your friendly neighborhood beer salesman said, my wife is headed up there now to the station to weigh in. Very excited to get this started. We are excited to get you started. I don't know what I meant to say there.
Well spoken.
Titan Hugo, I think someone's been drinking.
Tell me.
First topic on football should be, mark my word, Titans will end the Patriots dynasty 31-17. Titans win. Place the wagers, Titan Hugo.
What are you wagering, Hugo?
Crackhead.
That's an Oilers fan.
You're going to spend all your crack money on that wager because you are definitely smoking it if you think the Titans are
beating
the Patriots.
Bring it to us. What are you wagering? Send us another text. Tell us what you're willing, how much you're willing to go.
Yeah.
How far are you willing to go? And Nick and Barry and I will all get a piece of that.
What are the what's the line on that game?
It doesn't matter. It's not going to be what he just said.
It is the Patriots are favored by 13.5.
So essentially,
he's like, mark my words, 31-17.
Oh, I want all of that.
Now,
that's a wrap.
Here's what would happen. All right. I'm just going to tell you, if I bet him, this is exact. Tom Brady would snap his knee on the first drive, and they would lose. And that would
have
be what?
Have you ever seen Brian Hoyer in a playoff game,
Barry? It doesn't matter.
Texans fans have.
Yeah.
Was that five interceptions?
Yeah, exactly. It would be ugly. Tanya Harding and her ex-husband Jeff Galooly had the worst sex tape in history. I would never you would have to give me the million to do a show with Barry Warner. You would have to give me another million to watch the Tanya Harding sex tape. I don't need
I
to see.
I bet you
it.
I heard about that sex tape and I forgot.
You have.
That's how much interest I have in
I'm
watching
look
something
and see
like
that. But it's
also
on
now, like Barry, when he mentions like certain things that Palillo's now going to hopefully go and Google. If you mention that sex tape, people are now going to go check it out and realize just how offensive that can be.
I just Googled Pornhub Tanya Harding. Let's see if we can find it because I'm sure it's out there, right?
I'm going to tell you this right now.
Hopefully you got your volume.
The other thing,
I know that's like what happened to the show there for a minute?
Maybe they just threw the Kerrigan in there too with the why?
That's what Jeff,
they ran that over and over.
That's what
again
Jeff
Galooly
yells during sex with Tanya Harding. Why me?
Well, and then the guy that claimed to be her security guard back in the day, mm-hmm. who looked more like two tons of fun, and he not only was the one that executed the plan to take Nancy Kerrigan out, but he goes home and starts bragging to all of his friends, not thinking anybody would say a word. That's how it all got uncovered.
Wait a minute. Why is this on IMDb? Their sex tape is listed on IMDb.
Oh, because I think for a while it was like one of those deals that they were trying to, like before the Kardashian tape was out and all that.
I assume, it's
an adult. She was trying to make money,
Adult short documentary. It's called a documentary. It's 30 minutes long.
So that's not a sex tape. It's a full-blown porn.
It got a 4.6 out of 10 on IMDb, and the cast is Tanya Harding as herself and Jeff Galooly as himself. Wow, I got to find this. I'm going to watch this. My homework for the weekend is to watch the Tanya Harding sex tape. I need to see what this is about.
You love to give yourself tough assignments, don't you?
I don't know if I can make it through it. I mean, not because it would be gross. Not that I couldn't I would be like, oh, I'm already done. Nope, not that.
How is your laptop haven't caught any viruses? I know Barry Warner's Mac can.
He's so bad.
Well, Granato and those guys were covering like the top most searched on Pornhub and all the different stats that came off of Pornhub. If Warner's on there, what is that? I mean, like, what is that? Geritol?
Yeah.
Lovers?
It's like, for some reason, there was a spike in GILF traffic from Houston.
Yeah.
Let me know what that is.
All righty. It's the Barry Warner. He uses all righty on the air all the time.
This guy said, Giants don't have cheerleaders, and Aggies still have dude cheerleaders and no girls. Actually, the Aggies do have female cheerleaders.
I was going to say, the Aggies have girls too, right?
But it's for basketball and stuff.
But they don't for football?
No.
Really?
It's all the yell leader dudes. Yeah, it's kind of weird. Yeah, it's weird.
Because the guy from ESPN this year tried
but don't
to
tell
be
them that.
A one-day
they'll get upset.
Yell leader.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they get don't make fun of them. They'll get
upset. Well, the fan react guy that I do, Chris Buckner, he's a yell leader, and he'll totally, or a former Texas A&M yell leader, and he'll totally embrace it.
Oh, the fact that they don't have female cheerleaders for football?
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, it is one of those things. It's easy. That's low hanging fruit if you're going to make fun of the University of A&M. It's the low hanging fruit. Somebody said, Barry, how long have you been doing comedy? Actually, I think my 5-year anniversary is in February. So there's that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? I mean, look, I give you credit, man. You stick with it, and it seems to be taking you places, too. So it's, you know, with the way radio's going these days, you need to stick with comedy as long as you can.
You're so wrong for that.
No, I'm just speaking the truth, man.
You are so wrong for that. Oh, wait. Yo Adrian said he would add that I forgot to say for the $1 million contract that I would give you guys to work with Barry Warner, it would be to work with him with no shirt.
Him or us?
I guess all of us. I'm still in.
I'm still taking
it. I'm totally in.
Yeah.
I'm down.
You would work without your shirt and just not offering you enough money?
Barry, I lift weights and still do enough that I'm not embarrassed. Especially for a deal, I would do it.
I'm embarrassed, but when you pay me even $1 million, the embarrassment goes out the window.
I love that Nick was the only honest one. I'm embarrassed, but over the $1 million, I'm a hoe too, so I don't care. I'll be embarrassed.
I just don't think I look that embarrassing.
I'll be embarrassed and rich, and that's fine. Yeah, I'm with you.
If that's a yearly contract, I'm in. That'd be fantastic. Like I said, the numbers are in our favor. But does it continue even if one of the cast of characters is still in it?
Boy, did we take shots at everybody. Charlie Polillo, Barry Warner.
And by the way, speaking of that, I give you props when you're talking on the Blitz yesterday about who you'd like to see from another station go crashing off a camel. You didn't hold back.
Who was it?
He said, I'd like to see Josh Innes fall off a camel.
Yeah, because they were like, I said, I don't even remember what the context was. Oh, because I said, AJ said I was an attention whore for doing it. And I said, no, I'm a team player because I want this station and Gal Media to get the pub. Because obviously if they came to me, I'm always the last person that they come to for anything. So if they came to me, everyone else told them no. And since I'm a team player, I said, yeah, I'll ride the camel. That's fine. But also because if it's not ESPN being represented out there in front of all the people, it could have been another sports talk station. And that's when I said, but I would pay money to see Josh Innes fall off a camel. That's all I said.
It'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
It would be.
Poor camel.
No doubt.
It looked like a lowrider. You know how the back's always dragged? All right.
Jeez. Speaking of vehicles, right now I want to tell you about the Texas Can Academies, because right now if you've got a clunker and a junker and you've been looking to get rid of it, get it off your property, and you don't want to pay for towing charges, I got an idea for you. You can donate it to the Texas Can Academies. They will come and get it for free, and you will be doing something to help the kids in Houston, Texas that are trying to get an education. It's a fantastic program. I've been telling you about it for a long time now, and it's with good reason. If you've got a car, a truck, a motorcycle, a boat, RV, or trailer, it's not working, it's not running, and you just want to get rid of it, all you got to do is pick up the phone and call 713-225-4226 or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They take it away. They do the paperwork. You get the tax deduction. You also get a $50 gift card if you mention ESPN 97.5. And then the process really begins, because your donation is turned into resources for kids trying to get a second chance at an education. You know, it's a distraction if kids don't have warm meals or book money or eyeglasses or bus fare or all the things that they need that they not necessarily can afford. Well, because of your donations, they can. Those distractions are eliminated, and they can focus on what means the most, and that's the books. It's a great program. So, again, I encourage you, if you have something you think you can donate, 713-225-4226 or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects on an FYF Friday as we continue to roll on. Ron Schock is our comedian for the FYF Funny Business. On a Friday, as Barry has given you a little background on Ron, we've had a couple of clips from him. 3:15, we'll have one more. Stay tuned for that. Charlie Polillo did 1:30 to 2. If you missed it, check the podcast. We covered news of the day, and we still have some football to get to, guys, because we have divisional round playoff games that we started talking about, but we'll try and break down further if you so desire.
Yeah, somebody, real quick before we do that, I got a couple more texts to get through. So this, you know how we just get a number mm-hmm. and a text, mm-hmm. but it's so easy to paste that into Facebook. So I just want to say shout out to Brad Jackson. Thank you for your text that says, Barry, don't quit your day job.
Same way I called out my guy yeah. last hour. Yep.
Thanks. And you know, it says where he works mm-hmm. and who he's married to. And yeah.
Where does he work?
Brad works at the Altus Emergency Centers. Yeah. So appreciate you, Brad. Thank you so much for your valuable input. Somebody said, hey, boom, boom. That just makes me laugh. are any of your raps on YouTube? Yeah, the Honey Badger Anthem is. Just Google Honey Badger Anthem on YouTube. Not the stupid ones. You'll see the one that's mine. It's the one with all the clicks.
Well, you also did the Blue Waffle Anthem, didn't you?
No, I didn't do it.
Oh, I thought that was one of the follow-up hits.
No, I didn't do that. No, you jerk.
Badger Anthem is not clean, right?
No, you definitely have to. The Blitz used to play it all the time, so Jong has a bleeped version of it.
Oh, okay.
You might ask him where that is. Can we start a GoFundMe for Barry after he rides Camel Toe Hamilton? First of all, that's not his name, sir, or ma'am, whoever texted this. And yeah, I might need a GoFundMe after I break everything. Which, by the way, my wife is now going to this. To the camel races.
Because of concern, or does she want to watch
the
fall?
No, she wants to see me bust ass off a camel.
Smart lady.
I can't get her to go to any show that I do. Also a smart lady. But yeah, she's the last comedy show that she came to was like 3 years ago. But as soon as I say there's a chance I die falling off a camel, she's like, oh, I'm in. I'll buy a ticket to that. I want to see that. Oh, and by the way, we settled on our, my charity is going to be St. Jude's. And so if I win, I'll donate the money to St. Jude's. So yeah. Alexander Camelton.
That's if you survive.
If I live. Well, yeah. Even if I die, I guess I would have to get a will made before then. But yes, it's not Camel Toe Hamilton, sir.
Fred knows a lawyer. You know, you can get that done for you.
Lawyer
quickly.
Dave.
Yeah, Lawyer Dave.
Lawyer Dave could do me up a pretty good little will, maybe. It's Alexander Camelton, sir. So get my name right. Get my camel's name right.
Hey, I got a question for mm-hmm. you. So we were talking about the lottery winners, right?
Oh, by the way, I'm just going to block Brad on the text line now because he goes, oh, yay, free pub. And that's the last time. You're blocked now. So the Blitz won't see you. The morning shows won't see you. I'm blocking you forever.
How come you don't do that when they pick on me?
I just delete them and don't read them.
You should block them, too, if I tell you to.
Nah.
No, because you want to see them bounce back again and again.
Nope.
I'm telling you right now, we just need to get a job fair advice column going, or like get someone that could do job fair advice, send it over to Brad's employer so they can figure out when they start hiring real good people how to keep the process going the right way.
You're
mean. See, I got your back.
You got my back.
Okay, so if we won the lotto, right?
Uh-huh.
And I came over, or we all got together and said, okay, we each get to pick one per month, 7-day road trip. Go. Where are we going?
Bora Bora.
Bora Bora for you, Nick. And why? And where the hell did you just pull that out of your ass?
No, I just heard it's like...
You heard it.
Crazy amount of money to get there, and you can't even get there by car.
Yeah.
Oh, I was watching it on the Kardashians.
Wait, you just lost the lead, Barry.
I was watching it on the Kardashians, he says.
No. The fact that you said road trip, and he said Bora Bora... How the hell are you going to drive to Bora Bora of the dumb things that have been said on this show, Nicholas? That might be the
road trip, family trip.
You know where I take my road
trip?
They're
interchangeable terms.
Bros, we should drive to Hawaii. Stupid.
But you know what? You know the intelligent comeback to that would be? Well, I got all the money in the world, so I'm going to buy an Amphicat so that I can actually drive through the water and
boom.
Float.
I'm not even mad that you watched the Kardashians. I'm mad that you want to take a road trip to an island.
I'm furious. What are you doing watching
the Kardashians?
I was in
the hotel room and it was on when I turned the TV on. I'm blaming it on the person staying in the room before me.
Okay, that's really smart.
And we all know when you turn on the TV in the hotel, it comes up with their version of the menu for whatever TV option.
Remote control was broken. I couldn't change the channel.
You're really grasping at straws now. All right, Gray, where are we going?
Right, right. I don't know. College Station.
For 7 days.
Oh, we have to. I thought we were like, okay, so we're going to stay. Oh, we're going to Vegas.
That's a good one.
Yeah, we're going to Vegas for 7 days. Yeah. No doubt.
That
Vegas
is
a good one.
Really
Florida,
good one.
I would imagine Florida is not a bad one either.
No, but I would say there's enough fun and we can utilize some of the money to do whatever we want to do and have fun doing it. If you don't go to Vegas, then I guess we go to like L.A. because you got L.A. and Hollywood's nearby and all the different things that you got at your beck and call there too. Right. So, but Vegas is probably the best answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Bora Bora.
Road trip.
Bora Bora is a close second though.
Yeah. Maybe. See, Nick, you should have just said, oh, road. I thought you said boat trip. And then you would have been
that
covered.
Been genius.
Yeah, but that's obviously not you because you picked an island for a road trip. So I wouldn't expect you to be covering with a boat trip.
You should check out the pictures of Bora Bora though.
Yeah, it's badass.
You can drive there, you know.
Is that the one? You know, another cool place to go is they built their own islands. It's over in the Middle East. Dubai
is like the huge, like everybody's talking about, that's the place to go and hang out.
If we weren't doing a road trip, stares at Nick, then I would Dubai would be a badass place to go if you had money.
A go anywhere show vacation. Showcation, you would go to Dubai. That's a good one.
I think I would pick Dubai, yeah.
I think that would be a good one.
Bora Bora would be good too for that. Because that is a
now,
place
then,
where
Nick,
like,
you could pick Bora Bora, same answer, different question, and you'd actually succeed then. Good comeback, Nick. All right, speaking of road trips, I want to tell you about, if you're planning a road trip and you want to look good doing it, I would go see my friends at American Wheel and Tire. We had people calling in and texting the show recently. They had a great experience when they stopped in at American Wheel and Tire. Whether you need wheels and tires or repairs on wheels and tires, or you're just looking to kind of upgrade the look of your performance vehicle or your car, you should check out American Wheel and Tire because they do it all. It's a one-stop shop. Mike and Tammy Gust have owned and operated the business for over 15 years, and they take care of you. Whether it's wheels and tires that you want to add to your vehicle, or you want to get a new look on your whip, and you want to get some low-profile tires, and you want to get some new 20s on your vehicle, they'll take care of you. From off-road kits like lift kits, light steps, bumpers, and the like, to Kevlar coating for that one-of-a-kind look for your vehicle, they do it all right there. While you sit in the luxury of a comfortable waiting room with a big window where you can see your vehicle being worked on, and your technician's going to come in and communicate with you throughout the process to let you know what they're doing, why they're doing it, and if you need it versus if you want it, they're going to give you the option instead of doing it first and trying to charge you for it after the fact. That's the way they do business at American Wheel and Tire. They're a Houston company that has been in Houston and will continue to be in Houston, and that's why they want you to come back again and again. Check them out. They're at 290 and 34th Street, or you can check out all the great work they've done on vehicles in the area at AmericanWheelandTire.com. Tell them Joel Blank sent you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.